The first throw must be clean. Let an innocent step up. He squatted down and began writing again. The older men walked out first. The younger followed, reluctantly. Eventually, there were only two, just Jesus and the woman. He stood up. That's interesting. No one left to accuse you.
No one, the woman whispered.
I don't either, Jesus said. Go. Forget your sin. Remember, you are loved. The great A.W. Tozer wrote, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." It's a fantastic statement, one that causes us to stop and think about what we truly believe. But what if we take Tozer's words and mix the order up a little? We get another statement, one that's just as mind-blowing. Take a minute and consider this. What comes into God's mind when he thinks about us is the most important thing about God. There could be as many responses to this as there are people in a crowded room, but there's only one that is true. Most of us would refer to the fourth gospel as the gospel according to John. But this gospel does not directly name its writer. Tradition holds that John, the son of Zebedee, is the author, but his name is never mentioned in the text. What we do have are hints that cause us to lean in the direction of John. One of these hints is a descriptive phrase of the writer found in chapter 13, verse 23. It's almost shocking in its intimacy. One of them, the disciple whom Jesus loved, was reclining next to him. Imagine a stranger approaching John and asking, "Who are you?" And then imagine John answering without missing a beat, "I'm the one Jesus loves." John believed the most important thing about God is his love for us. That comes out clearly in the first few words of undoubtedly one of the most memorized verses in all of Scripture. "For God so loved the world." John 3:16. What if a stranger approached you and asked, "Who are you?" Your natural inclination would be to give your name, right? Paul, or Lisa, or Jenny, or Tim, but what would it mean for you to give John's answer? "I'm the one Jesus loves?" Can you see your primary identity as one created to be loved by God? Your identity is really not your job or your body image or the possessions you've accumulated. I mean, our highest value and worth is found in who God says we are. And he says we're the beloved. If you can't see that right now, what's keeping you from not only seeing it, but believing it? This song is a simple prayer built around the truth that God created all things for his pleasure, and that includes you and me. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He created us to be...